Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I did so many songs. It was a joy to talk to you. You know, I did previous shows where I talked about what's going on in my life. I'll get to that in a minute. I was just looking at Rick James. I'm not that big of a Rick James fan, but I find him to be very talented. Yeah, when I was young, I heard some of his songs. He's from my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Yeah. But I feel kind of left out because I haven't found my place in the music industry. You know, there was Rick James, the Google Dolls, Ryan McBride. You know, they came to L.A., you know, Google Dolls and Rick James came to L.A., and they became stars, and I didn't. I feel like I had a very hard life, over 30 years of struggle and nothing to show for it, a chump change for my music and label. I have a right to be angry. You know, I didn't come out here to necessarily be an intellectual, but it's good to enhance my life intellectually. But it's very hard. I'm not here to try to bring out the sadness or depressing part. That's pretty much what it is. I didn't get my break. A chance at a break. What I experienced through my life was so much hardship. And from Buffalo, I did not feel like I was accepted in Buffalo. That's why I left. Felt like people treated me like I was an alien from another world. And that's why I came to Hollywood. But Hollywood, I didn't feel accepted either. So I feel kind of left out. I had a very bad life, you know. But through it all, I still feel optimistic to make it better by creating so I can write about those hardships. Not to mention not the rejection, but also getting stalked by a deranged person for nearly two decades who don't know me. Following me around, or people from my home laughing at me, and they don't even talk to me or know me. Isn't that insane? Coming across somebody who I don't even either know or haven't seen in years or making fun of me on the street. I thought some people were insane, but that is the worst I've experienced. That's the cherry on top of the cake. But I'm okay. It's not a life that I would give to somebody who want to see success real fast or live the high life. I wanted to let you know that I was initially not just an artist because I was drawing pictures and I was getting awards for art, and I knew I was an artist when I was a kid. But I was intellectual. Didn't feel accepted in the intellectual world. No, they never recognized me at all. And, you know, people are trying to put in stuff. They say you got brains, but no substance. Give the accolades to somebody else, I was, you know, just ignored or made fun of. And that was okay. So I was into art. I started writing lyrics and singer-songwriter. I'm going to be okay, even though this is not a life. I can imagine, you know. It's a very difficult life. But I had to continue this part of my legacy to overcome obstacles and to create. And I write about, you know, I had bad love was non-existent, you know, but I'm trying to be positive of lack thereof. And I'm a good person. I don't blame myself too much. It's just life just never gave me that chance, but I still am ambitious to try to do what I need to do to be the best that I can be. Because I know I'm a good person despite the hardship and a very horrific life I have. And I'm speaking the truth. I'm not trying to say I feel sorry for myself because it is the truth. But in spite of all, the artist life is very difficult. I'm going to say to all those who want to be an artist, who want to make it music or acting, music, you know, make it as a star. First, you have to really like it. Work hard on it. Have something to fall back on, too. You know? And while you're doing it, don't ever give up on it. You may have a lot of starving days and starving nights like I have and still have because I'm still poor. But you may have a lot of starving days and starving nights, but don't give up. Your dream will come true. I made it after so many years to get my song, to the public, so that's good. But then to get these people to keep saying, oh, making up stories and stuff like they took my songs on haters and all that. I didn't realize what I kind of world I came into because I'm a very good person. I have gifts. I have to believe in myself. I really do. I wish I could be like the Google Dons and Ray James, but when it comes to Buffalo, New York, I was simply treated like an outcast. But I'm going to be okay because in spite of all, continue to dream because I have great qualities. And I'm going to go for that dream. Love was also because, you know, because of these experiences, it was hard to love thyself. But I realized that somebody told me you have to love thyself, and love thyself is to create, but also love thyself before I can love anyone else. And that was hard to love because I wasn't really loved by the world, but I had to love thyself. I truly have to. Everything I say is truthful. I have nothing to hide from. Here's I Do Love You.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you. Forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? 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 I really want to love you. That's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me.
You can listen to it on Spotify for free. It's there. Song is there. If anyone wants me, you want me to play the whole thing on, please contact me. You know, when I'm on, there's a number. Yes, call in 516 area code 666-8297. Again, it's 516-666-8297. So I'll mention it again for the next show. Sure, I wish I could, you know, Rick James was an R&B legend. Google Dolls had a few hits. They struggled, too, out here in Hollywood. Right, it became an R&B sensation. Where's Dove Knight, Chin Chains? I think, you know. But then again, did I fit with Buffalo? Nah, treated like an alien. But, you know. In spite of people putting me down and thinking I'm crazy or saying I can't be this or that, I'm going to be okay. Then there was a group called Joe Public who had a hit song, Live and Learn, in the 90s. Shit, they made it. What about me? I'm a Buffalonian. I think I deserve it, but I didn't get my shit break. Forgotten and tossed out like trash. But I'm not a piece of trash. I'm a good person. But the world has treated me that way. But in spite of it all, I create. Hang around people who like me for who I am and continue to believe that the dream can come true. It's hard to have good self-esteem when I talk like that. But I guess I'm just telling it like it is, honestly, because I can't beat around the bush how the world has treated me. And it's not about trying to feel sorry for myself, because that is exactly what has happened. It's horrific. I didn't get that break, but I continue to believe. I had to believe in God. God made me to be a beautiful and to believe that I'm beautiful. And you are beautiful, too. If you have any dreams, whatever you are, go for them and never give up. But again, a music dream is very hard to go for. All I can say is jump off the cliff and believe. You may have a lot of frustrations, which likely could occur, but your dream will come true. I had to believe that dream will, because God, me, Dove Knight, is a great person, and so are you, and thank you for listening. While I had a bad life, I will continue to prosper and create and do what I can to enhance my self-esteem in my life and to know that the obstacles will transcend to more positive outcomes through belief. It's going to be okay. One day at a time. And I said, when I was looking at Rick James, I thought, Rick James is an R&B sensation. So it was Google Docs. And so it's Joe Public, Brian McKnight from my hometown Buffalo. I hope to be the next one. Dove Knight, Buffalonian, who made it to the top. But regardless, it can and will come true. I continue to believe, in spite of the obstacles. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.